Alrighty, good morning. It's 8:41. Thursday rolls on here. Friend of the show, Detective Eric Edson from the Sheboygan Police Department, sitting right over there in studio. Eric, good morning.
Morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. We were just talking about this beautiful weather. How long can we keep this going?
That's great. I could do this most of the year. 6 months of this and maybe 6 months of 40 or 50. And
yeah. Yeah, that's doable.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of our hands, though, more than likely. Anyway, those of you who are regular listeners, you know, Eric joins us usually a couple of times a month, keeps us on top of fraud and scams that are impacting the area. Today, you want to focus more on the fact that October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, right?
It is. It seems every cause has a month where you draw attention to it, but October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So we thought talk about a little bit of just reviewing some of the good practices when you're online or with your digital data. Cybersecurity is just basically the practice of protecting your data, making sure your computers, your devices, your network, and everything is secure, and prevents unauthorized access to that. There's a couple different websites I'll talk about at the end here that people can go to if they want more information. But I'd just like to kind of review some of the main threats that are out there for people, and then a couple different things that you can do, real simple things that you can do to prevent yourself from being the victim of this, because prevention is really the key. Like we were just talking about, people can lose a lot of money in these kinds of scams, and I would say most of the time, it's impossible to get your money back just because of the way these scams unfold and the way that they're perpetrated. The likelihood of you being made whole again is very, very minimal. So the best practice is to prevent yourself from being the victim in the first place.
All right, what are the biggest threats?
So we're going to talk about phishing, malware, and then just identity theft and scams.
Right.
Phishing is probably the biggest one, and this really affects not only individuals but corporations as well. They have a lot to lose with these kinds of attacks where someone pretends to be somebody that they're not. You either get an email or you go to a website that is purporting to be a legitimate website, and it's not. It's run by scammers or hackers, and they trick you into providing them either with information or giving them money or some sort of that scam, and they do it through something called social engineering, where they make you believe that they are who they say they are, and because most people are trusting, they fall victim to that. So the biggest thing with that is not to be clicking on any links that you get in emails or text messages, directly typing in the website that you go that you want to go to, not clicking a link from a different web page or something like that, and making sure that if you get a email from your utility company or your credit card company or your bank, instead of just replying to that, call the number or send an email to what you know is the correct phone number or email and verify that yes, there is a problem with your account that you need to address. Malware is a little bit harder to defend against. That's why it's important that whenever you get a notice that your phone operating system needs updating or your computer operating system needs updating, you should do that right away. Malware is constantly being developed. It's software that hackers can introduce onto your device, your computer, your phone in a variety of different ways. But the bottom line is it often gives them access to your phone remotely. So they can see everything that you do on your phone. They can download data on your phone. It could be plugging in a USB drive with malware on it. It could be clicking on a link which downloads the malware. So again, just making sure that your software, whether it's your phone, your computer, any kind of device you're accessing the internet with, making sure that it's updated with the latest antivirus malware software and has the latest operating system that helps prevent against some of these attacks. And then finally, just scams and identity theft. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways that people can access your data. It doesn't necessarily have to be online or digitally. Shredding your documents, your bills, anything with personal identifying information, making sure that you're keeping your phone and your wallet, your purse secure. When you're on your phone in public, people making sure that people aren't what's called shoulder surfing, where they're looking over your shoulder to see what you're doing, what keys you're typing, things like that. Connecting to public Wi-Fi versus using a VPN or some other secure Wi-Fi. Those kind of things really open people up to potential identity theft. And so just make sure that you're aware of your surroundings and you're doing things to protect your data.
Good advice. Good advice. So what are some specific things, Eric, that people can do?
So we just talked about this. Make sure that you're using antivirus software and some type of firewall. A VPN is really the best product for that. And there's some information on our website about VPNs and what exactly they do. But basically, they hide your IP address and they encrypt all the information that you send over the internet so that someone snooping on a public Wi-Fi site or something like that won't be able to access it. Establish computer guidelines, making sure that both you and your children understand the threats that are out there and making sure that it's everyone's responsibility to be responsible online. A lot of these kinds of scams are perpetrated over social media. And as we know, kids are really into social media, and so are a lot of adults. That fear of missing out kind of comes into play, where if you don't click on a link or participate in a survey, you feel like you're somehow missing out. It's important for people's self-esteem a lot of times to have a lot of followers or a lot of likes. The problem with that is scammers and hackers and criminals know that, and so they develop scams and schemes to try to get you to click links and try to enter information so that they can maybe guess your security questions for your credit card or your bank account. So just making sure that there's guidelines when you go online. Double check email attachments, making sure that you're not clicking on anything that's sent to you that's unsolicited. A lot of times you can hover over the attachment to see what the file extension is or what it might be before you click on it. Just because it came from an email address that looks like it's your bank doesn't mean that that's legitimate. So again, making sure that you're contacting the bank or the business or whatever to make sure that attachment is legitimate. So just really be careful about that. And that's where antivirus comes into play as well. They'll probably scan that document and see if it has any malicious software. And then finally, just trust your instincts. If we've talked about this many times, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right?
Right.
I know it comes to a shock to some people, but you did not win the lottery over in some other country. Right. You don't have a long-lost relative that's going to donate money, or some Algerian prince isn't going to, you know, pay you $10 million. So it sounds silly, but, you know, there are serious cases where, you know, people are lonely, or they just want to believe so badly, and it's tragic when they fall victim to this and send thousands and thousands of the dollars and there's nothing. So
right, and you're not going to get it back.
More than likely. Yeah, especially because a lot of these actors are overseas, and we just don't have the jurisdiction or the ability, the resources to track these and follow them. Every once in a while, you might see a news story where the FBI or Homeland Security has arrested somebody, and those are really unusual cases.
Those are pretty rare, yeah.
They really are, unfortunately. Yep. And as law enforcement, we wish we could do more, and that's really a big reason why we like to do this public education, is to prevent people from being victims in the first place, because it's just logistically, it's just so hard to catch these people and get your money back.
Now, you mentioned at the top of the segment, you had some websites you wanted to mention. You got those?
Yeah. First and foremost, I would like to direct people to our website, SheboyganPolice.com. When you go to SheboyganPolice.com, across the top, there are several tabs. If you click on the community tab, about halfway down, there's a fraud prevention section. If you can't sleep at night and you want to listen to past recordings of us talking, you can do that.
That's true.
There's lots of segments. They all have like a kind of an explanation of what they are, but you can listen to those. There's links to other websites. There's information about how to report fraud, tips on how to not become a victim of fraud, all that kind of stuff. And then you can also go to CISA, CISA.gov. That's the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. They are the ones that are sponsoring Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So again, it's CISA.gov. And they have what they call tip sheets. And under the link for tip sheets are a lot of different topics for a variety of things related to all things cybersecurity, whether it's identity theft, malware, phishing, traveling, all kinds of different things to help keep you safe and prevent you from being the victim. So I would encourage you to check that website out and review those different tip sheets that they have.
All right. Terrific. Good advice. Good stuff as usual, Eric. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
You bet, Kelly. Good to see you.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks, I think.
Sounds good. Yep.